All right,
guys, let me make sure my mic level's down a little bit. All right, guys. All right. Here we go. All right, we're going to be talking about self tonight, denying yourself. I know everybody's got a self problem. Or maybe I'm the only one here that does. Okay. Maybe I'm the only one that has a self problem. Maybe I'm the only one that does have a self problem. Let me tell you what happens when you get in self, guys. You ain't going nowhere fast. Self. What is self? Self is something we fight every day. Being self-centered, selfishness, self-seeking, self-righteous. Some of us got our own righteousness. You know that? We made it up ourselves. It didn't have nothing to do with God's righteousness. It's called self-righteous. Let's see what the Bible says about self. Let's just see what the Bible says about self, guys. Now, watch this, guys. Well, hold on. I don't know why this ain't showing all the scripture, but anyways. Second Timothy 3:3. Listen to what Second Timothy, let's go to Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. No. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3, guys. Self. What do we do when self gets involved? We crucify. Jesus said, pick up your cross and deny what? Yourself. Who do we wrestle with? We don't wrestle with the devil. We wrestle with ourselves. The devil uses ourself to get us in the way of God. That's why Jesus said, nobody is worthy of me unless he died to himself. Guys, we got to get self out of the way. Everybody says, well, Jason, I've died to myself. No, you haven't. You're still self-centered. Everything you do, it has to be about you, revolve around you. Everything's about you. You. You get on the phone, blab your mouth. It's all about you. You never let nobody talk. You can't get a word in. You're in self. The Bible says, be slow to speak, but quick to what? Listen. That's how you know when somebody's in their self. They got to be heard. Self. You got to be on platforms. Your voice has got to be heard everywhere. But see, Jesus wasn't like that because Jesus didn't need to be heard. Because he knew who he was. He was the Son of the living God. He didn't have to be in platforms. He didn't have to go steal somebody's platform just to get noticed in ministry either. I've seen that too. Second Timothy 3, verse 3, says, without natural effects, truth breakers, false accusers, innocent fury, despisers of those who are good, traitors, boy, we see a lot of traitors nowadays, don't we? Headed-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. What does that pleasure mean? And then he says right here, having a form of godliness, in verse 5, he says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power of such were torn away. So in the last days, they'll be lovers of what? Themselves. It's always got to do with you. Everything revolves around you. Nobody can get a word in because you got to be the center of attention. Boy, I know a lot of people like this. I mean, a lot of people. And I'm gonna tear your flesh to shreds. Can I do that tonight? Can I take your flesh and rip it in 50 million pieces? I'm fixing to. And I'm fixing to use the Word of God to do it. See, your flesh has to die before God can live. Your flesh has to die before God can live inside of your body. You know that. You cannot please yourself, and it's all about you, and please God. See, Jesus told Peter, he said, you must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. But I don't see people doing that. Matter of fact, I see people wanting self. They want you to call them all the time when they call nobody. Come on, here we go. I'm going there. I don't care whether you like it or not. I'm going to go there anyways. Everybody wants me to call them on the phone all the time. And I used to. I used to call them every day to check up on them. But they never pick up a phone and call you back. They want to be babied and pampered. That is a self person that needs to crucify themselves and learn that it's not about being babied in the kingdom of God. It's about walking with God, denying yourself. I know y'all ain't going to like this message, and you probably ain't going to buy the tape either. I'm recording this, and it's going to be on our podcast, and you can go back and hear it later. Watch this. I'm going to show you something. 3:2 says, for men shall be lovers of what? Their own self. Now, we're talking about the last days here, guys. He says right here in verse 3, that I also in the last days, perilous times shall come. For man shall be lovers of their own selves. See, that's the problem with all society today. They're in love with their self, and they don't realize if you don't deny yourself, then you can't follow Christ. It's going to be a hard message. Hard message tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be worth it. Because when we get finished, you're going to be up on that cross and you're going to be bleeding half to death tonight because we're going to get self either way. Come on. You want to know why you can't follow God? Because yourself gets in the way. Come on. You know it's true. I know it's true. We all know it's true. You cannot follow God and be obedient to God because you are worshiping yourself. It's always got to be you. Oh, I know people that makes deals with God. God, I'll pay my tithes if. Listen, you don't make deals with God. He is the deal. You hear what I'm saying? You don't make deals with God. God makes deals with you. He created you. You understand that? You understand that God created you in the likeness in his own image. He created you, male and female. Read it for yourself. And you're going to tell a God that created you, you're going to make him a deal? I think he's done made you a deal. See, we have a problem with self. We've always had a problem with self. Self gets in the way. Self can't go anywhere without being selfish. And you can tell when somebody's in their self. You talk to them on the phone, here's what they do. A mile a minute. You can't even get a word in. You know what that is? That's being selfish. It's all about you. You got to be heard first. You don't care to hear nobody else's burdens or what they're going through. All you care about is you. Well, we're fixing to crucify you tonight. Are you glad? Just smile for me. Just smile. Come on. Come on, guys. Smile. Because I'm a preacher that's going to tell you the truth whether you like it or whether you don't. I'm more concerned to where your soul is headed than I am about your popularity of me. Because I really don't care if you like me or not. I really don't care. I'm telling you, I'm an apostle. Apostle is called sent one. He is sent to you to instruct you, to get you ready to leave this earth. You understand, I'm not going to be your popularity club, and I'm definitely not going to be your best friend. But I am going to be your instructor from leaving this earth. Even if it has to hurt your little flesh, I'm going to hurt it. Watch this, guys. Seth. Let's look at Galatians 3:9. Let's look at Galatians 3:9, guys. Galatians 3:9. Jason, you better have your Bible too. Don't be telling me you can't either. I won't hear that. There's no can't in the kingdom of God. He knows that. Go get your Bible and read it, brother. You got it on your phone. Lie not one to another. This is Galatians 3, verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man with his deeds, and put on the new man. Put on the new man. Yeah, pick up your Bible and follow me, brother. Don't be telling me you can't, because I know you can. It says Galatians chapter 3, verse 9, lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man. You know what he just said? Quit lying to me and quit lying to yourself and put off the old man. A lot of you still got the old nature on you. You know that. I want you to practice something. I want you to get up every morning and say, Jason, or whatever your name is, Newberry, or whoever's watching, I want you to get up every morning and say, look, you ain't going to have your way today. God's going to have his way before you do. Because I'm tired of getting into myself, and I want to get into God. Because self gets in the way a lot. Peter was trying to stop Jesus. He said, Jesus, I don't know if it's God's will. He said, you speak the motions of man, Peter. Satan, I'll get out of my way. He was in his flesh. Guys, even Christians that followed Jesus when he was here on earth, they got in their flesh. But Jesus had to rebuke them when they were in their flesh. It says, lie not one to another, seeing that you put off the old man in his deeds and put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of him and created him, whether is there's Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Did you just hear what I said? Christ is all and in all. So God, Christ is in us all, guys. Christ is in us all. But the problem is, we can't deny ourselves. We have problems. You know how you deny yourself? Put it under the blood. Put yourself under the blood. Say, Lord, cleanse me of your blood tonight. I want you to put your hands over your head. I want you to say, Lord, cleanse me of all of my selfishness, self-righteousness, self that's getting in my way of doing your will. Where's the scripts, sister? That's in Rose Gum. That's in Galatians chapter 3, verse 9. Lie not one to another. Put off the old man. Thank you, sister, for following me in the word. Listen, every one of y'all needs your word tonight. Every one of you needs your word and follow me. Come on. Listen, I ain't got time to baby feed you. You got to learn how to feed yourself. You got to learn how to get in the word and let the Holy Spirit speak to you guys. Come on, you got to learn this. You'll be calling me up and encouraging me. Come on, that's what you need. You need to get rid of this flesh. Galatians 5:23, let's go to that. I'm giving you some scriptures here, guys. 5:22, verse 22, guys. Okay. Let's go right here in 18. Let's go to 19. Galatians 5:19. Let's go here. Now the works of the flesh are manifested. Oh, here we go. Are manifest. Which are these? Adultery. Anybody committing adultery here tonight? I'm telling you, we need to get rid of this, guys. Fornication. Anybody in here committing fornication? You need to repent. Get down and get God and say, God, forgive me and cleanse me from it. Uncleanness, leavenness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred. You cannot hate no one and go to heaven. Guys, you got to get out of this flesh. I mean, this is an urgency God's got in my spirit. I'm telling you, God is getting you rapture ready. You understand what I'm saying? Now I'm going to get bold with you. God ain't playing around no more, guys. And don't tell me you got all your life because you don't. Come on. Strife, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, adultery, witchcraft. You know what witchcraft is? A form of rebelliousness. When you're rebelling against a leader in a church, I don't care what you, I don't care if the leader is wrong. I don't care if he's disobeying God. It's not your job to rebel against him. You're working in witchcraft. Because witchcraft is a form of rebelliousness. You see what I'm saying? You can't dictate me. This is what people do, and it makes me so mad in the ministry. They look at leaders, and they find fault with leaders, and they leave a ministry when God has told them to stay there, and they find every excuse to operate in the spirit of witchcraft. Witchcraft ain't this hocus pocus, guys. It's a form of rebelliousness. You understand that Satan worked in witchcraft when he walked away from the Father, because he tried to find fault with the Father too. And this is what he said, I can do better than God. And that's what you're saying to that pastor you're up under too, Jason. You're saying that you can do better than him. If you can, then you go around the church, brother. I'm not trying to be mean to you guys, but I'm just trying to say I get tired of people leaving churches because the church, I don't feel nothing. Well, maybe you don't feel nothing because you ain't seeking for nothing. You go to the next church and they're over there hopping and humping, and then that church falls, you leave them, and then you become IHOP. You ever seen IHOP, the pancakes? You IHOP over here and IHOP over here. You running after this. Every time I felt like I didn't love my wife, I didn't go up and leave my wife and go find another one. That's the problem with this nation right now. Do you think I feel like I'm in love with my wife every day? No. I made a covenant with my wife, and I darn well will keep it to the day I die. Yeah, I get in myself, but I made a covenant. Does that matter with this nation anymore? No. If we don't feel in love anymore, we leave. Y'all the most feelingless person I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I just don't like that preacher. He just hurts my feelings every time he comes. You know what? I really don't want somebody like you in my ministry anyway. You know why? Because I ain't got time to pet your flesh. Because you're whining about everything. You know, and God ain't got time for that either. God has given everybody a second chance. That's right. That's right. You're fulfilled the lust of the flesh, which are the spirit. Watch this, guys. Fornication, uncleanness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, wrath, strife, steadiness, heresies, enviousness, murderers. You know what a murder is? When you murder my, when you go off of here and talk about my, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna take your flesh tonight, and you're gonna be so pissed off at me when you get off here. You're gonna say, that preacher just made me mad. Good. I get so sick of people leaving this ministry or talking about this ministry. Oh, that boy, he just made me mad. He's all hyped up in his kit, you know. No, I'm not. I'm just bold. Do y'all understand what boldness is? The Bible said the righteousness are like bold as a lion. You understand a lion, when he's after the prey, he gets bold about it. He don't play around. He does not play around. And this message does not attract crowds either. It attracts the cloud. Y'all done missed that. Done flying right over your head. Done flying right over your head. See, it don't attract crowds. It attracts the cloud. You understand? We're not here trying to attract a crowd. We're here trying to attract the crowd. The cloud. Why? Because the cloud led them by day. It led them by night, and by day, it led them through the wilderness. You understand what I'm saying? It was there when everybody else would fall. It was there when all the crowds come against it. Come on. Listen, God's not going to let down his standards, guys, for no one. Not you, not me, not no one. But we want to compromise, and that's what's got in the church too, is a lot of compromising. Compromising. Nobody's speaking the truth no more. They're afraid everybody's going to leave their ministry. Well, you know what? I'd rather preach to that wall right there because I know God is listening to me. I would rather entertain myself than entertain a bunch of clowns. Strife, steadiness, heresy, envy, murderers, drunkenness, such like of these will not inherit what? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Guys, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God operating in your flesh. You got strife. Some of you got bitterness in your heart. You got hatred. Get rid of it. Oh, well, Jason, I got all this time to get ready for heaven. I got all this time to get ready. No, you don't. Let me tell y'all how fast you can go away. The Bible said we're like a vapor. Come on, your life is like a vapor. You know what a vapor does? It does like this. It goes, whew, you're gone. You never know when it's coming. You never know when it's leaving. The Bible says your life is like a vapor. You hear one minute, and you're gone the next. And this old boy right here may not be perfect, but I can tell you what I am. I'm so willing to do what God wants me to do and how he wants me to do it. And I'm going to preach the truth come hell to high water. I don't care who likes it. I'm not here to get a crowd. I'm not here to get applauses. I'm not here, but I'm here to get my reward that waits for me in heaven. That's what I care about. I don't care about it down here. Why? Because as long as the cloud comes out and it said, this is my son and who I'm well pleased, that's all I want to hear. And as long as I keep hearing that, I'm not pleasing another man long as I live. Not. I'm not pleasing you. I'm concerned about your soul and where it's going. I'm concerned where you're going to end up when you take your last breath. But I'm telling y'all, you keep playing around, and you keep playing around, and you keep playing around, thinking you're all right, and you, let me tell you something, you're not. Newberry, I want the crown to life too, sister. I want the crown of life, and I would rather somebody tell me the truth than tell me a lie and be damned and believe it. You know what the problem is with people nowadays? They believe a lie and they're damned. Satan lies to them about this ministry. Now, I'm just gonna I'm gonna cut your flesh one more time if you don't mind. You know why my ministry hadn't blowed up? You know why my ministry hadn't went nowhere? I got too many people leave this ministry and then talk about it. And really, they don't even know what they're talking about. And they believe a lie of somebody else and they left the ministry. I know. I've had people in my ministry do that. They go back and talk to another friend. Oh, do you believe what he said? But you know what? I'm not here to please folks. I'm here to please him. I'm preaching what he told me to preach. You know what? You know a tree when it falls, when we cut it down, let it lie where it lays. That's just what it says. So I cut the tree down and wherever it lays, I can't help it. If it lays in your lap, I can't help it. You got to deal with it. Watch this, guys. Let's go on. Galatians 5:24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. See, to walk in the Spirit, you got to crucify the flesh. And then it says, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Watch this, guys. I'm going to go ahead and finish reading this. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, oh, I'm going to get you now. Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this one? Y'all ready for this one? If any man be overtaken in a fault, you are, which are spiritual. Now I'm talking to them, all these tongue-talking Christians that fall themselves in the floor. I'm talking to the prophets. They say they're prophets. Oh, I can prophesy over you. But then they want to throw you in a ditch because they're all spiritual. I'm talking to the ones that discern people, that walk up and discern what's on people, but yet they want to throw you off in a ditch. You need to get saved and repent. You know what? If you don't, you will go to hell. I'm not judging you. I can't set your final judgment. But I can say if you don't turn from that, you will not go to heaven. Treating people like this. Now I'm warning you. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual. I'm talking to the ones that talk in tongues, that discern people, that look at people, can tell them what's wrong with them. That's who I'm talking to tonight. You ready? Restore such one. Did it say throw in the ditch, leave them alone, don't even bother them again? I've seen so many people do this to people, and it aggravates the darn out of me. Oh, but you don't understand, Jason, he's playing with lust. You don't understand, Jason, he beats his meat all night long. You don't understand, this fella's got the spirit of witchcraft. I don't care what he's got on him. I don't give a flying root what he has on him. I don't care if he has a spirit of murder on him. God has come to restore people, not throw people away. You know, I was talking to a fellow in a ministry one time. He was called to preach. I walked up to this fellow. I said, God shows me you're a preacher. He said, yeah, but this church won't let me preach. I said, really? He said, yeah, they don't believe a man should stand up behind a pulpit. What? Okay, you made a mistake. What are they going to do? Throw you out and never let you speak again? Guys, God has come to restore people, not throw them in the ditch and tell them they're done with. Thank God he didn't tell me he was done with me. He could have thrown me out years ago. He could have just thrown me to the curb, but he ain't done with me yet. Man's done with me, but God ain't. You understand? If we'll start acting like God, then we would grow up like God. We'll start acting like God and quit throwing away people when God ain't finished with them yet. What if every time you made a mistake, God throws you away? You ever thought about that? Oh, but we do people like that, don't we? Yeah, tear that flesh up, Lord. Tear that flesh into ribs, Lord. Brethren, if you be overtaken in a thought, ye which are spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of what? Meekness. What's meek, guys? What do y'all think meekness is? Jesus said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. What is meekness? Meekness is not weakness. Just because you're meek don't mean, oh, hey, James. That's not meek. Meekness is when somebody comes in line and you say, you know what? You go before me. Really, go ahead. That's being meek. Another way of being meek, you call someone on the phone and you listen to them and you don't talk. That's being meek. That's being meek, guys. Meek is not you're taking a sledgehammer and running all over me. No, that's not meekness. That has nothing to do with being meek. Meekness is you don't want to be heard. You don't care to be heard. You can stand in the background while everybody else speaks. That's being meek. You understand, Jesus didn't have to be the center of attention all the time. Meekness. That's being meek. Now, I gave you something there. And by the way, God showed me that. That was awesome. I always wondered what meekness was. Watch this, guys. Consider thyself, he says, envying one another, spirit of meekness, consider thyself, lest you be tempted. So, hey, you can be tempted the same way, so don't throw everybody under the rug. Lest thou be tempted. Bear you one another's burdens. And so fulfill the law of Christ. If any man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceived himself. But let every man prove his own work, then he shall rejoice in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in word communicate in him that teaches in all things. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, he shall reap. For he sows to the flesh shall reap corruption. Just know if you keep sowing to that flesh, you're going to reap whatever you sow to it. I'm going to tell y'all, I'm tired of sowing to my flesh. I'm tired of it. And yeah, oh, self-denial. You know what I'm saying? We have all kind of problems, but we don't want to admit we got them. See, that's another thing with self. Self wants to say, oh, you're all right, Jason. You got this thing all together. No, I don't. Guys, I'm like Paul said. Paul said, I'm a chief of sinners. You know what he was saying there? That's significant, Paul said that. Paul said, I'm a chief of sinners. He was admitting that he had more problems than anyone. Somebody walks around and thinks their stuff don't stink. Well, I don't have a problem. I'm all right with God. My Cheerios is all in order with bags of chips. Please, get out of here. Self-righteousness, it's all you are. And oh yeah, they go around and judge people too. They're constantly trying to find something fault in somebody else. Oh, should we go there? We're going to go ahead and go there. They're always going around trying to find fault with somebody else when they got a bag of bones in their house. Listen, why don't you work your own salvation out with fear and trembling and leave everybody else's sins alone? How about that? Why don't you look in the mirror and look what's wrong with you instead of what's wrong with everybody else? Jesus even said it. How can you see the mote in your brother's eye when you've got a log in your own? Lord, crucify this flesh. For he that soweth to the flesh shall reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit for everlasting life. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we therefore have opportunities, let us do good and what? And to all men. Not just the Christian guys. Some of you ain't even nice to Christians, and them are the ones you're supposed to be nice to the first. He said, let us do good and to all men, especially of those of the household of faith. So you're supposed to treat the Christians more better than the worldly folks. But do we see any of that happen in the church? Heck to the freaking no. All we see in church is self-righteous, judgmental criticism, and we see it all. And it needs to stop. Because you ain't going to heaven if you keep treating your brothers like this. If you say you love God and live such way, then you don't love God. I'm sorry. You got to learn to love your brother. You got to learn to love him when he's in a fault. You got to learn to love him when he's in the middle of a battle. You got to learn to love him when he's when he's going through. People leave pastors when they get discouraged. Shame on you. Shame on you. God never left you. Lord, have mercy. Never in my life. Go to church and shut up and sit down. Shut up and sit down and listen to the word of God. I don't like the message. I don't like the preaching. I don't like the singing. It's just... I ain't getting nowhere with it. Well, why don't you go home and say, God, why don't you feed me? That pastor ain't feeding me no more. Why don't you feed me? That way when you feed me, Lord, I can bring it to the church and I can help the pastor out and I can help these other pastors. You see what I'm saying here? See where I'm going? We expect the pastor to do it all. Horse mess. You get up and do something for a change. If you see your pastor down, you need to go home and get on your knees and pray for him. Say, God, I don't know what's wrong with my leader tonight, but I know one thing, I'm going to lift him up. I'm going to ask God that you touch him tonight, and I'm going to ask, Lord, whatever's wrong with him, I pray, God, that you fix it. Quit coming against your leaders and get on your knees for them. What people want to do, they want to leave the ministry and leave the church when God never told them to leave there. I know I've been there. I've had some people walk out of my ministry, and you know why they walked out? Because they were judgmental. They judged me in my circumstances. My wife left me for another man. How can I help that? And you want to judge me? Please. Yeah, I used to run a church, guys. Sure did. My wife walked out on me for another man. Sure did. My whole church fell. They all left. You know why? Because they all talked about, well, if the pastor didn't do this, he did something to her, she wouldn't have left. See how people are? But see, God was trying. See, my rejection was only my protection. See, sometimes your rejection is all your protection. Sometimes when people leave you, God's got somebody coming to you. See, don't worry about when people walk out because other people are going to walk in. So your rejection's always going to be your protection. Doesn't it say test? Yes, sister, it says test the spirits. But even when we test the spirits, and this is what I'm talking about, sister, tonight, even when we test the spirits, we still got to love the person, guys. Listen, when we see somebody in a spirit of lust or spirit or anything, we got to still love them. Guys, I'm trying to push you to maturity tonight. I'm trying to push you to the thing called L-O-V-E. I'm trying to push you to the place where how God loves you. Love people the way God loves you and you'll be fine. Love people the way God loves you and you will be fine. Does God throw you away when you're in a fault, guys? No, he does not. Quit doing it to others. No, you don't need to go along with them. No, you don't need to go over there and do it for them. Participate in another man's sin? Do not. But we need to get on our knees for people and say, Lord, they got a problem. Instead of leaving them and throwing them in a ditch. What if God did you that way? He didn't. He kept you. He loved you all the way through your sins. He loved you through your shortcomings. And he's loved you to this day. He said, I'll never leave you, forsake you. But we leave each other and we forsake each other when we find fault in one another. We do, oh, I don't want to be around him. He's got the cooties. Please. God said, love your neighbors as yourself. Amen, Candace. That's what I'm trying to get to tonight. We want to walk out on people when they're in a fault. Maybe they are dealing with spirits. Maybe they are going under. But you ever thought about getting on your knees and saying, God, please help them. You help me in that dilemma. Let me be in the one that's standing in the gap. We need to pray, God, from one to another. See, a large letter is written unto mine, as many as desire of the fair show in the flesh. As many desire to make a fair show in the flesh, constrain and constump, unless should suffer persecution of the cross of Christ. For neither themselves, who also circumcised, keep the law, but the desire to have circumcised, the many that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't glory in your flesh. Glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's right, sister. That's right. Ask God to help you to forgive ourselves and be forgive others. That's right. Watch this, guys. I'm about finished. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcised availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. As many walk according to this rule, peace be unto them, mercy upon the Israel of God. For I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what Paul said. Denying yourself. That's right, sister. It's a part of denying yourself. That's all I got on our podcast tonight, guys.